A very warm welcome to you. Let's get you our top story. Two blasts have struck a bus and a hospital in Pakistan's financial capital, killing at least 25 people, including women and children. In the first incident, a motorcycle packed with explosives rammed into a bus carrying mourners on their way to join an Arbaeen procession in Karachi. The blast killed at least 12 people and injured dozens of others, some of them critically. Another explosion struck outside a hospital emergency ward where casualties from the first blast had been rushed to. Police say the bomber detonated his explosives while sitting on a motorcycle outside the hospital. Let's get you more on our top story now. Those two bomb blasts, consecutive blasts in Karachi. Javed Rana joins us again now. Javed, it's been a few hours now since the second blast at the hospital. What have you been able to find out?
Well, this is a clearly attack on the injured who are being carried and rushed to the hospital, and probably terrorists in this situation. They are trying to chase the worshippers up to the hospital, and this never happened in Pakistan's biggest city, Karachi, before. And this is a terrible incident. Even in the last terrorist incident of similar nature in December, 44 people were killed, but it was just one blast. But in this case, these were two consecutive blasts. Similar incidents did happen, however, in northwestern frontier province in Dera Ismail Khan, where the funeral worshippers were attacked after there was a main blast. So in Pakistani scenario, I think it is a more like an Iraq model, where the injured are also being killed. And it's a terrible situation that is in Karachi right now, because on one side, the security forces are trying to provide as much as possibly all kind of facilities to rush these injured to the hospitals and provide them best medical treatment. But on the other hand, there are some sort of riots, though at this point of time, at a very small scale. But in a city like Karachi, which has the history of sectarian and ethnic violence, any worse scenario we can possibly foresee.
Yeah, and I mean, Javed, let's just contextualize this. How much of a worry is there now among the Pakistani people that what is happening in Pakistan, the upsurge in violence, is a spillover from Afghanistan, and that, frankly, it's not being taken seriously enough? Because we are seeing a lot of attention on Afghanistan, and we do see AFPAC mentioned all the time. But is there a sense that enough is being done for the security of the Pakistani people?
Well, Pakistani top leadership, including Pakistani top military officials, they have been saying time and again that with the deployment of additional U.S. troops in southern and eastern belt of Afghanistan, there the possibility is that the Taliban are going to infiltrate from Afghanistan to Pakistanized side of the tribal areas. That means there may be more violence. Much of the violence that happening in Pakistan's mainland, that is coming from the tribal area, which is now hit hard by all kind of insurgency, despite over a dozen military operations in all the major parts of the tribal area. So at the heart of all the troubles that Pakistan is facing now is the U.S. military presence inside Afghanistan. Americans want Pakistani government to go all out against the Taliban, but at the same time, now they are opening up negotiations with the Taliban. It is a situation where everybody looks at it in a very skeptical view as to why Americans are doing all this, and people are very, very, very suspicious about what Americans are doing in this region, because whatever we are seeing now, that is a spillover effects of American military presence in Afghanistan. We cannot really say about the exact nature of this blast. It appears to be a sectarian violence. But at the end of the day, in the overall analysis, you have to see that...